It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Cheryl Skafte has the, I'm guessing, occasionally frustrating, but generally fabulous job of coordinating volunteers for the city of Duluth. Twin Ports collaborates for coastal cleanups. Superior and Duluth are hosting some watershed cleanups this month and next. And a bunch of folks are going to get together, have a ball, and try to do their part to keep our lake clean and pristine. Hey, Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
So is it more complicated or less complicated to have the partnership with Superior and have folks from both sides working toward the middle to eliminate clutter and garbage and nonsense from our beautiful beaches?
Well, I think it's definitely less complicated. I feel like our lake and our waterways is one of our most treasured shared assets between our two communities. And so I think it only benefits both of us to work together to make sure that they stay clean and beautiful for everyone.
So let's talk a little bit briefly, and then we'll come back to this before we're done, about when these events are taking place, when folks will have the opportunity to work one of these cleanups into their schedule.
When can people work to get their into their schedule?
Exactly. We've got a few of these cleanups coming up. There's one. All right, there was one last week. There's already been a couple, but there is one coming up, Canal Park Brewing, on Saturday the 6th of October.
Correct. Yep, we're very excited to be partnering with Canal Park Brewing, Gardner Builders, and Duluth Screen Printing Company to host a beach cleanup here on the Duluth side of the lake. And we'll be gathering at Canal Park Brewing at 9:30 on Saturday, October 6th. And the event's open to 100 volunteers. And so we're hoping to make some serious damage on the lake and get a lot of the little stuff off the beaches and really dig into not just the quantity of stuff that we're going to get off the beach, but the quality of the work that we're going to do to really focus on those little plastics that really can make a big impact on our lake.
There are some nice thank you gifts, almost like a membership drive. There are some nice thank you gifts when you take part in this, too, including a little thank you from Canal Park Brewing. There's been a lot of conversation recently about how our fabulous lake and the fabulous water contributes to just the plethora of craft breweries around here.
Yeah, and, you know, Duluth Parks has worked with many of the breweries in town, too, make cleanup events happen along our creek and along Skyline and now along our lake. And so, yes, the volunteers who show up on October 6th are going to get a free pint from Canal Park Brewing, and they'll also be open to getting a copy of the book Duluth Historic Parks by Nancy Nelson and Tony Jerkins, which documents the first 160 years of Duluth Park.
Now, and that is exciting to me because I'm a book geek. So
yeah.
A book about the first 160, that's a long time, 160 years of the Duluth Park systems. And if you're a user of the park, that's something you're probably just going to adore. And of course, and then folks, of course, get a T-shirt because it just wouldn't be a complete package without the T-shirt. You mentioned really hoping to kind of hone in on, you know, small pieces of plastic and that kind of thing. Another thing we've been hearing an awful lot about, of course, are the ways plastic bags are wreaking havoc on the ocean. It would be easy to dismiss it here and say, well, this isn't the ocean. Do we have a problem with plastic bags here in our community and in Lake Superior?
I think that plastic in general is something that we're seeing more and more of coming ashore and impacting fish and the wildlife. And so I do think it's a problem, and I know that that there's a large community that's working on trying to look at ways that we can, as a community, limit the use of plastic bags through those efforts, and I know we're very supportive of that.
So Anything else that you've been seeing a lot of with the, there have been a few of these events that have already taken place. There was a kickoff with, of course, the two mayors. Their animosity and competition, of course, is well documented. And I say that with a smile, obviously. And then there was another cleanup event this past weekend on Saturday the 15th. What are folks finding most of on our beaches?
You know, I think that what we see a lot of on our beaches is litter that people have left from gatherings that they've had there. So we see a lot of cans and bottles. We see a lot of fast food waste. We see a lot of broken down, and again, those small little plastics. And, you know, I think we've also seen an increase of finding things along the beach, like even needles and things like that. And so really, nothing is too surprising when you do a community cleanup. We've seen a lot of strange things come across on our cleanup result forms. I think, too, one thing that we see a lot of is cigarette butts, and, you know, people often don't think of that as littering, but when people throw a cigarette butt on the ground, that is something that we want to get out of our system as well, because that's not, that doesn't belong on the ground. It belongs in the garbage.
So there, you're encouraging folks, obviously, to dress for the weather, wear appropriate shoes. That's always a good plan. Pretty much you, when you're doing a beach cleanup, you can say flip-flops are not appropriate shoes. In October, that's not as likely, but you never know. And then you can bring your own gloves and buckets if you can, but you are providing gloves and other cleanup materials. Do people need to be worried about, gosh, I could find a needle, I could find sharps, I could find, you know, something that's kind of hazardous on the beach?
No, I don't think it's cause for concern at all. We have a protocol for how to handle that, and we'll have the necessary supplies there to deal if we do find a needle. And the needles themselves aren't particularly dangerous. It's mishandling them that can be dangerous. And it's a pretty simple process for getting a needle off the beach, and so we'll work through that with the volunteers that show up and make sure that people are prepared if they do encounter a needle during the cleanup.
A little bit of common sense, a little bit of education, pretty much all you need. Cheryl, yep. Where can folks get additional information? Because we'll repost that link with this post on our website so that folks will just be able to click and find out where to go, when to be there.
Excellent. Well, this event on the 6th, which is open to families and children of all ages, and we're just really excited to have folks show up and be a part of it. You can learn more about it through our Facebook event at Duluth Parks MN, or you can also visit our website at www.duluthmn.gov at the park site.
All right. Fantastic. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, it's great talking to you, too. Thanks for your time.
Cheryl Scafty this morning. She has the fabulous job of being the volunteer coordinator for the city of Duluth and a collaborative coastal cleanup events taking place Saturday, October 6th. Everybody's going to meet at Canal Park Brewing. They have lovely thank you gifts. It's almost as cool as a pledge drive. Maybe not quite, but they do have lovely thank you gifts. And we'll get some links set up on our website so that you can find all the information. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. And Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.